The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello, Chloe again. Here's the thing. This week, I'm going to skip a couple of decades. Sorry. But all will be revealed, I hope. As this week will be about the Victorian Isle of Wight. Before the Victorian era and at the beginning of the 1800s, it was recorded that the Isle of Wight was home to 23,687 people. It wasn't till Queen Victoria's interest in the island that it really all started. The Isle of Wight during the Victorian era was a popular place for those who were rich and wealthy to get away from the smog of the city they lived in, especially during the Industrial Revolution. This also included royalty. Because of this, the islands benefited massively from the increase of tourism. The railway, which was first opened in its first line from Cowes to Newport in 1862, others followed, making the islands more accessible for travellers. Rides is a good example of the impacts of Victorian tourism on the islands through its buildings and beaches. Blackgannshyne, a popular theme park on the islands, was built in 1843. It is now the oldest theme park in the UK. It has now been open for over 180 years. Queen Victoria and Albert, who both fell in love with the Isle of Wight, bought Osborne House in 1845. She spent many summers coming to Osborne with her ever-growing family of 9 children, until her death in 1901, where she died at Osborne. Later in her life, after the death of Prince Albert in 1861, Albert and Beatrice made their home at Osborne. Listen to more island history again next week, as I continue on with the Victorian era on the Isle of Wight.